All right, let's get started. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Gina Meehan-Taylor from Ameren. How are you doing today, Gina?
Great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. A little bit of a crazy morning, but you know, it's how it goes. So, today we're actually going to be talking about gas leaks, I believe, right? And gas safety?
Yes.
Awesome. So, something that I would like to, you know about. Natural gas. Some people, I mean, if they were to smell that, what would they do in that situation?
Well, we always tell everybody if they smell gas, leave fast because it could be at a dangerous level. So we don't want to take that chance. So we just want you to get out of the house and then call us from outside of the house. However, some people make the mistake of calling us from inside the house if they have a strong leak. And sometimes they even go to social media and tell us they have a gas leak, which we never want them to do because we don't really have somebody monitoring that 24/7.
Wow. Okay. So you bring up that people can call you. Now, is this only, can I call you only from 9 to 5 on weekdays, or how does that work?
No, anytime, 24/7, anytime, 365 days a year. So if you call the 1-800-755-5000 number, mm-hmm. one of the things the recording is going to ask you is if you have a gas leak. And if you do have a gas leak, you hit that one and you'll get somebody right away because we want to make sure that we get there as soon as possible.
Okay, so with natural gas, a lot of people kind of feel it, they have the smell. It kind of smells like rotten eggs. Why is that?
We actually put that smell into the gas on purpose. Years ago, they actually put a smell that wasn't stinky, and people didn't mind the smell. Now, this was back in the 30s, so they quickly decided they needed to put a really bad smell in the gas because we don't want you to like it. We also want you to be able to recognize it and get that called in right away before it becomes dangerous.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. I know if it's with something that smells like vanilla or something, I probably wouldn't care.
Exactly.
Whereas right. Like rotten eggs or like raw meat, I'd be like, ew, I want this out of my house. So, I mean, right. I completely understand. Okay, so something else that I'm very curious about, how do you know when a natural gas leak happens inside or even outside of your house?
Well, like I said, you'll smell that smell, and those gas leaks happen because everything ages. So we have aging pipelines inside the home, mm-hmm. and those are put together with mechanical fittings. So they're screwed fittings, and there's a pipe sealant added to make sure that there's a tight fit. Well, over time, that sealant gets old and crumbles. Or if people have copper lines that run their natural gas to their appliances, copper lines have flared fittings, and at the flare, that's kind of its weakest link, and actually natural gas and propane will eat away at that flare, so over time, that could cause a leak. So we always advise people to check those fittings before, you know, the heating season or once a year. Also, you have flex connectors behind your stove, sometimes behind your gas dryer, and those flex connectors, depending on how often you move your stove or dryer to clean behind it. I don't move mine hardly at all.
Yeah, me either.
But the older ones that were made 1970 and before, those are really brittle and they can break the first time you move them. So you got to be careful when you move your gas appliances, and then even when you put them back, it's always a good idea that if you smell something, you know, make sure you call us right away anytime you move something like that.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. I know if